And from Denver, this is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vela. The town of Grand Lake appears to have suffered significant fire damage. Strong winds whipped the East Troublesome Fire into a fast-moving inferno late Wednesday afternoon, pushing it into the community. Ryan Lochteff and his family got the evacuation order in the middle of dinner and then immediately picked up to leave.
It was shocking driving out, just knowing how close the fire was over some of the hills and mountains, and then at points when you can see the flames and kind of see them whipping up into the air, it was unreal.
Fire crews worked through the night trying to save homes and neighborhoods, but scanner traffic indicates many structures have burned. According to the latest estimate, the East Troublesome Fire has burned more than 100,000 acres. Governor Polis has reinstated a temporary hold on many evictions in Colorado. CPR's Corey Jones reports on the governor's latest executive order.
The moratorium is set to last for 30 days, and it adds more protections for renters on top of the CDC's nationwide order from September that forbids landlords from evicting anyone who can't pay rent due to COVID-19 hardships. Colorado's order goes a few steps further. For one, it says that landlords cannot remove tenants whose leases have expired. To qualify for protections, renters must be able to show that they are struggling financially from things like layoffs, business closures, or medical bills because of the pandemic. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Police and lawmakers are at odds over whether Aurora's ban on no-knock warrants will make the city safer. City Councilwoman Angela Larson sponsored the bill. She says the ban will protect residents and help restore the community's trust in police.
The no-knock policy poses a severe risk to officers as well as an occupant and any others who happen to be present in a particular dwelling. So I think it's a dangerous tactic.
But the leader of Aurora's police union says the ban puts people and officers in more danger. Judges have issued 10 no-knock warrants in Aurora since 2018. Activists have wanted the policy banned since the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky, where she was killed during the execution of a no-knock warrant. Cooler temperatures for northern Colorado today, highs in the 50s for Denver and Fort Collins. This is CPR News.